Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys. You know, I can scare people because I can say, this is what's going on. Here's the truth. And it's pretty dark. It's pretty dark. And I feel bad because at the same time, I want our youth to not be scared of the future because their whole future is ahead of them. And I feel sad that kids would feel so worried about the future that they would not, that they'd be so scared they would either do something to themselves or they would feel like there's no good things going, that good things are not going to happen to them. And I have really wondered about this, and I've felt so strongly about making sure that kids face the future with a brave outlook. And then I read this. And for those atheists, they might not like this. That's okay. I don't really care too much. I don't care what you believe or how you believe in it. I just loved what this had to say. And it said, don't feel sorry or fear for your kids because the world they are going to grow up in is not what it used to be. You know, God created them and called them for the exact moment in time that they're in. Their life was not a coincidence or an accident. Raise them up to take this on. Don't raise them up to feel like they have no joy coming. Don't raise them up to feel like they are afraid or they should be afraid of everything and everybody. Teach them to walk in faith and empower them to know that they can change the world and look back on all the moments that changed this world and know that usually all the biggest changes that we know of have happened in a room of 50 people or less. 50 people or less. The amount of signers to the Constitution, the people that sat in the 1500s and signed the first declaration of it was kind of like a declaration of independence.
Mm-hmm.
All these things have taken place in a very, very close-knit room of people, a very low number of people. But in all of history, we don't teach people to be fearful or disheartened by what's coming. You know, and I loved this part of this saying, this part of what this writing was all about. And it said, you know, God knew Daniel could handle the lion's den. He knew he could handle Goliath. He knew Esther could handle Haman. He knew Peter could handle persecution. He knows whatever is coming for your kids, they can handle it. They can rise above it. And we underestimate. I don't want to teach my kids fear. I want to teach my kids the strength of handling situations that come their way. I want them to be empowered, emboldened. I want them to know that they can act, that they can do things, and that they're right for this period of time. And sometimes I think that when they hear us, they might think that things are too bleak or too dark. They're never too bleak or too dark. And every single century has faced their lion's den.
And it, throughout the history of mankind...
Mm-hmm.
Evil has never won.
Yeah, you're right.
It's never won.
You are right. And here you go. Here you go. Here's the real message of this. And I thought this was so great. God isn't scratching his head wondering what he's going to do with this mess of a world. He has an army ready to go. But it's our job as parents and grandparents to raise up that army of people that will fight for what is always going to be right. And don't let fear steal that greatness that's in them. Don't let fear get the best of them. Make sure that, and don't let it get the best of you out there, us. We have to raise these kids and grandkids to get to be emboldened with that power to work through this.
Yep.
And the thing is they're right for this time. you know, maybe centuries ago, that wasn't the time for them. But I do believe that this is the time for them now. Don't underestimate what they can do. And teach them to know that they'll have joy, happiness, all of those things are theirs. It's just that they're going to have to contend in an environment. Might get a little harder at times, might be different than what we have been raised in. I look back at the 80s and the 60s and the 70s, right? And I look back and I think, and we all do this, right, Uncle Milty? Oh, well, remember back when it was really great? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of people that didn't think that was great.
That's right.
They didn't think the 70s were all that great. All the lies we had to filter through, the start of the EPA, the whole gas lie that we were told, all the commotion that was going on. We had Vietnam. We had all these things.
Angel flight pants.
And that visual. And the 60s and the 50s, everybody will look back and they'll reminisce and go, well, these were wonderful times and now it's tough. No, actually, give the youth of this time their moments to embrace what's happy and right for them and what they get in their time frame. And then also teach them not to fear what's coming. Teach them to know that they've got the power to work through it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good day, ma'am.
Hi there.
You know, I just want to thank you so much for being so brave to talk about some of the issues you talk about. Because when I see grown men, I'm 50, I'm from Missouri, but I see grown men wet their pants when they hear those type of things being talked about. And you don't know how much it means to me that there is light at the end of the tunnel when I hear a woman talk about those things. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That just made my day. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Aw. That was really sweet.
Yes, it was.
You know what? I just feel so strongly. I was looking at my two boys and they're so handsome and they're fun and they have this zest for life and they're funny. And I was looking at both of them and thinking, I don't want to steal their joy. And I do want to prepare them for what's coming. We don't often prepare people for what's coming so that they can face it with the kind of game face that they need. And so I don't feel like we were very prepared for what we're facing. And that's why I don't want to feel like I wake up every day just defeated. Because if you're starting to feel that way out there, I realize that his fraudulency took the White House. I realize that it was the most blatant, bold stealing of America. I get it. It was so in your face, right? I realize all these things, but I'm not going to let all those things get to me on a daily basis.
No, but we were hurt by our parents' generation. They dropped the ball. I honestly believe that. I mean, my parents dropped the ball. Other parents of people in my age group dropped the ball. And now parents have to step up and make up for that.
I think they got caught up in the let's blame people for thinking, because the CIA was very busy training people to hate those that thought outside the box, that said, hey, things don't make sense and I feel differently about it and I would like to bring some truth forth. Well, what did they do? They made those people look insane. They wanted them to look insane. And they were the ones telling the truth. What is the difference between a conspiracy theory or not? 6 months, right? So the stuff we've talked about on the show for 10 years, name something that isn't true that we've talked about. That's what I'm saying. It's like, look, prepare the youth, but also tell them that they're in this fight for a reason, that they're here for a reason, and that what they have to offer in their skills and what they can do, that there's greatness in them. We're not giving everyone a trophy here. We're just telling them that you have something inside of you that's needed to fight this fight and that you can do this. What if they would have felt defeated and told everybody, well, it's game over, they've won, when the revolution was about to happen? Did they do that? No, they didn't. They told people, we have something to fight for here and it's worth fighting. And if we do our part, God performs a miracle.
Yep.
So everyone got really busy in that fight, didn't they? They didn't just wait for God to perform a miracle or it would have never happened. We had to put skin in the game. We had to do something for that to happen. Let's teach our youth this too. Let's teach our youth that right now we're kind of standing in the same circumstance they were standing in 1775, 1774. We have to kind of give them that same hope that they can conquer and then have the same faith that things will be provided when they need to be provided. But they still have to put skin in the game.
Yeah. And they don't know that.
And we need to know that too. I'm not going to walk around defeated, you guys. I'm not going to walk around like they've got all the technology, they got all this stuff, and they're going to win. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're scared they won't win. They're scared they won't win because they never have in history.
There's two ways they can end up.
Yeah.
They can end up defeated, or they can end up the undefeated.
Mm-hmm. So I just, this message, I'm going to put this as a special podcast, a short cast is what we call them. And I really, really want us to listen. I really think this message is, this was by Alex Cravens, this writing. And, you know, we're supposed to be building an army, not an army of defeatists, an army of kids that are going to be rise to the occasion in this fight. We need to rise to the occasion in this fight. It doesn't help us to feel defeated all the time. It helps to figure out how we can deal with it, win it, and have enough faith to know we can win it. That's yep. That's the whole crux of it. I just want us to remember that. We need to remember this. Gosh, if we would have had... Sometimes the way I feel when I wake up in the morning, I'm glad I wasn't part of the revolution. I don't know if they could have counted on me. So I have to remember this all the time. We'll be right back. We have so much to say. I'd love to get your thoughts on what I just said as well. But they're going to be facing some of our biggest challenges, and we need to prepare them. Not make them scared. Prepare them. And we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show, so don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. For all the podcasts, on the bottom of the page, we'll be right back.